This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, and Paulie. Yours truly. Best and worst of the weekend. Your phone calls. More of those coming up. Mentioned this to start the show. I had a friend who texted me and said, best of the weekend, the Buffalo Bills. Worst of the weekend, the Buffalo Bills. You can say that about a few teams. The frustration, the highs and lows. But it was truly a super wild card weekend with the end results. Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. There is a great stat out there that Trevor Lawrence has never lost on a Saturday. You can go back to high school where he lost two games. And he lost those on Friday nights. He also lost two games at Clemson and I think a Monday night title game and also a Friday night. And then he won this past Saturday night. Well, he plays Saturday night in Kansas City. That streak might come to an end. You start to look ahead, and we've spent a lot of time focusing on the teams that lost over the weekend, but Jacksonville at Kansas City. Jacksonville is 7-1 since Kansas City beat the Jags. That was 9 weeks ago. The Giants and the Eagles. A wild card team, and you can't help but think of the 2007 Giants were a wild card team, and 2011, a wild card team as well. Is this team good enough to go to the Super Bowl? Probably not. Maybe a year away. They do have some talented players. It's a better roster than you think. It's just we don't have the wide receivers that you go, okay, I can always go to him. Daniel Jones has the athleticism to be a starter and be a very good quarterback. Saquon Barkley, you know, less of the dancing and just moving north to south. That's what you want to see. You got a really good coach there. You got a couple of really good defensive players as well. You're going to have Cincinnati at Buffalo. And they're both coming off substandard wild card wins. And you start to look at what the Bengals and Bills have done down the stretch. Buffalo's won 8 in a row. Cincinnati has won 9 in a row. They have been playing great. They did not play great over the weekend. And then you'll have Dallas or Tampa Bay at San Francisco. Brock Purdy could beat Tom Brady twice in a span of 6 weeks if he hosts Tampa Bay. All right, phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to those. Poll question for the final hour of this award-nominated program, Seton O'Connor.
Yes, Dan, if you were Sean Payton, which job would be most interesting to you?
Yeah.
Some of these are not available, but maybe will be.
All right.
We have the Broncos, Panthers, Cardinals, Colts, Texans, Chargers, question mark, Cowboys, question mark.
Well, Ross Tucker, the Westwood One analyst, he joined us last hour, and we were talking about what's the best opening. They're not open right now, but if I said you could have the Chargers or the Cowboys, if you're Sean Payton, you know, I would think where you're going to live, and he's living in Los Angeles. He's, you know, very familiar with Dallas, Texas, but Cowboys, when that comes open, which isn't often, you got the opportunity there, or the Chargers, if that would be open. If you say it's just those two, which one would I rather have? Well, first of all, what am I getting paid? How much control do I have? With the Cowboys, you don't have control. Because after a win or a loss, the media seeks out Jerry Jones. That doesn't happen with the Chargers. Or Jerry seeks out the media. I don't want that. I don't want to be like, wait, what did he say? I want to be able to coach, allowed to coach, and I don't have influences, certainly public influence with him. Would I rather have Justin Herbert or Dak Prescott? I'd rather have Justin Herbert. Now, if you said, if I'm Sean Payton and reading Sean correctly, living in Los Angeles, you got Justin Herbert, if the job is open, then I would take that job. I don't know about ownership with the Chargers of how involved they're going to get. How much do they let you, you know, shop for the groceries as Bill Parcells used to talk about? But that would be the job that I would want. Cowboys is difficult. Always going to be difficult. And it feels like you never please anybody or everybody unless you win a Super Bowl. And it's been a long, long time. A win is a win. And we saw that over the weekend. You know, the Buffalo Bills allowed the Dolphins to stay in the game with a third-string quarterback, Skylar Thompson. But Josh Allen, that's my concern. He's turned the ball over 22 times this season, if you include this past weekend. You get to the playoffs, and it can come down to one possession, as it often does. And that's what would make me nervous with the Buffalo Bills. Because you can make those mistakes against the Dolphins, who have a third-string quarterback, who was, what, 18 for 45. But you can't do that against Joe Burrow. You can't do that against Patrick Mahomes. You can't even do that against the Jags, you know, with that team and that quarterback. You know, you get away with it, but you don't get away with it much longer. You know, the further you go, the less mistakes you got to make, because that's what it's going to come down to. One mistake, one way or another, is going to change your season. Let's see. Best and worst of the weekend. Nick in Florida. Nick, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey. How's it going?
Great.
Best of the weekend was being at that Jags-Chargers game, seeing that historic playoff comeback. Atmosphere was great. There wasn't a lot of nerve in the crowd. We trusted in Doug Peterson. He's keeping this team calm, believing in each other, and with the fans believing them. I also got a stat of the day for that game.
Okay. All right, Marvin, give me some music there.
Dan, entering this weekend, teams were 0-26 when having a -5 turnover margin or worse in the playoffs. That is until the Jags pulled off one of the greatest comebacks in NFL playoff history, beating the Chargers. And that is your stat today. Duval!
From Universal City Walk, it's the ultimate thrill ride. Premier League Mornings Live Orlando Fan Fest. Arsenal, Manchester United, Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern on NBC. We'll check in with the Chargers coming up. We spent a lot of time looking at these teams that lost over the weekend and what happens as they move into the offseason. Is Geno Smith your quarterback? Sounds like that. Is Brandon Staley going to be your coach? We're not sure. The Dolphins moving forward said Tua is going to be their quarterback. They have to say that. The Vikings probably will move on from their defensive coordinator. And then you have the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. It feels like Lamar Jackson, that is real. The Chargers with Brandon Staley, I don't know. Geno Smith, I'd bring him back for a couple of years. If you want to use one of your draft picks on a quarterback you really like, I would do that. The Vikings, you got offense, you need defense. The defense at times looked terrible this year. Cowboys will be at the Buccaneers coming up tonight. If the Cowboys lose, does Mike McCarthy keep his job? If the Buccaneers lose, is that Tom Brady's last game as a Buccaneer? And it feels like it's a foregone conclusion that Brady is going to play elsewhere next year. Now, will he go to the Raiders? That was brought up. And I was told by a source, you know, don't be so quick to think Brady and Josh McDaniels, that that's a happy reunion between those two. And that Jimmy G would be a better solution from somebody who is a source on this. I went, okay. Could you go to the Niners? Could, if I'm the Niners, do I bring Tom Brady in? And the answer is no. I'm good. I mean, I got to be good. I got Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. I don't need Tom Brady in there. I'd love to have him for 1 year. I'd love to have him for this year. But if Brock Purdy continues to be a Brock star, then no.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't need to. Because I have those two quarterbacks. They don't cost me a lot of money. Could I see him in Carolina? No. Could I see him in Miami? Yeah. Yeah. I guess. For 1 year. Maybe. Because I don't know what I have with Tua right now. Hope he's healthy, but I don't know. If Lamar doesn't stay in Baltimore, where's he going? Where's Derek Carr going? Derek Carr, somebody's going to the Jets. Jimmy G, Derek Carr. So you start to go, okay, where's Tom Brady going to go? Who wants to commit to a quarterback for 1 year? Maybe two? What's he cost me? Yeah, Marv?
The crazy part is no one's even talking about his age. That is just insane. It was never the age. It was the family thing. That was, you know, is he going to retire or isn't he? It was never a question of age, especially now.
It's like he got past 45 and we're like, yeah, I'm not going to question his age anymore. We were questioning it going up to 45. He got 45 and we're like, yeah, I'm not going to bring it up anymore. Sean McVay is coming back. He said that, you know, basically didn't want to leave the franchise in disrepair. I'm not sure when he realized that it was in disrepair. When they gave up all the draft picks and spent all the money to win a Super Bowl and then it worked, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I gotta try to win with this team?
It'd be kind of awesome, though, if he did leave. Like, he kind of dip after all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I got my ring.
See, he should have left right after the Super Bowl, because then he had a lot of options there. Now there's no options in TV. Like, he's got a great reputation. He's only 36. He would be dynamic on TV. But there's no place to go, because he could have been sitting next to Al Michaels instead of Kirk Herbstreit. Unless your Fox pregame show opened up, but you're not making as much money unless you're the number one analyst here. Because if that's Tom Brady's supposed to be in the on deck circle for Fox. So Greg Olson got the job and just sort of holding it down for Brady. So it wouldn't be Sean McVay would even get that job if you think Tom Brady's going to actually go into TV. But I think it's probably Sean looked at it and said, do I take a year off, which is what I thought he would do.
I thought he did that this year.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that to his face.
That is a shock.
I would never say it. He's jacked. Yeah. I wouldn't say it to his face.
No, you would not. But if you took the year off, you want to wait and see what happens in TV. Well, you go around, Troy's not going anywhere, Collinsworth not going anywhere, Tony Romo's not going anywhere. You got the Fox situation that's fluid with Greg Olson, and is Tom Brady going to take that job? So what else do you have? Not much. And if you're going to bring him in at $15, $18 million a year, you know, you want him on those marquee games. I think it probably was a... I'm not going to say eye-opener. He's smart enough to know there weren't any openings there unless they create one. So either you sit out or you go back to the team that you led to the Super Bowl. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. Ian in South Dakota. Hi, Ian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. Hope sure. you had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Just sitting here watching the show. Got my day off from delivering mail. Sitting with my 15-month-old daughter as she takes a nap.
Now, do you keep treats with you, Ian, when you go out on your mail route?
They tell us not to because then the dogs get used to it. And then if you don't have treats, then they want to take a bite out of your leg.
Oh. Have you had a situation where you've been nipped at?
I did. When I was when I first started, I had a dog actually bite me in the leg, but it didn't break any skin. Just kind of took a chunk out of my pants.
Oh, wow. Go ahead. Your best and worst of the weekend. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's okay. I have no best because I'm a Vikings fan. But I thought that'd be my worst. But my worst is actually the Chargers. They were up 27-0. And somebody out there decided that they have $1.4 million laying around, and they put a bet on the Chargers to win the game.
I know. And they didn't have that much to win. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's a mid-game bet, and it seemed like such a sure thing. You put $1.4 million to win $11,000.
That's unbelievable.
It's one of the dumber bets I've ever heard of, because even if you win, if you have $1.4 million to lose, the $11,000 doesn't do anything for you. He thought it was guaranteed money. He could buy guaranteed money. And oh.
I think there were a couple of bets that were placed that were not $1.4 million. Gosh. Do you have to take the $1.4 million and hand it over when you bet at one of the casinos?
If you're betting online or in person, they have to have a verification before you lay that bet. Either way, in person or online.
Oh. Why would you do that?
Unless you want to have something on the game. So the game is already a blowout, and you're like, oh, I'll put that down. And, hey, you know, I'm going to get $11,000, and we're gonna have a party, all of my boys. Yes, Seton.
I mean, I guess it's possible that you only realize that it didn't work this time because it's such a big one, but maybe somebody's doing that all season long because it's a sure thing and it's a quick way to pick up. You know, maybe you don't always do $1.4 million, but if you throw $100,000 down, I don't know.
Yeah, but... I mean, the only guy we ever hear from when they win is Floyd Mayweather. We never hear when Floyd loses.
Well, and Mattress Mack, whoever that guy is.
Yeah, yeah, the Houston furniture owner.
Yeah, he just took a bath, though, recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think he had an unbelievable payout in Louisiana.
Yeah, he had a huge win on the World Series, a monster win on the World Series, but I think he lost three large on Georgia.
TCU.
Yeah.
Oh, he took TCU, mm-hmm. bet $3 million? Man, I could never get to that point where I needed to have that much, anything of that significance to watch a game. If anything, I can't watch a game if I'd have something on it. Even Pride, you'd be like, I can't watch. You picked, I can't watch. Yeah, Paul.
The mattress guy, I think he looks at his free marketing for his business.
Yeah.
Like, win or lose, everyone's talking about me, and I'm usually winning.
Yeah, but could you get that if you bet $1 million instead of three? Because he's had some double-digit bets.
Well, I think you work your way up to three. You know, like he's probably had a bunch of smaller ones.
But he doesn't get any publicity at $1 million? All you got to do is put it out on Twitter. You're going to have somebody pick up on it. Yeah, Paul.
He won $75 million on the 2022 World Series.
Oh.
$75
million. Did he make that bet in Louisiana? I thought they said that he basically upended the betting in Louisiana. Yes, I thought I read that where he cashed in on one big bet. Do you see anything on that?
I'm looking to see the location.
I could be.
He promoted his business. He does, like, if certain teams won, he'll give you $5,000 back on your purchases for furniture.
Mm. Yeah.
Jim Mattress Mac Mickelvale. He did not make his money off sports gambling. He made $300 million with a furniture store. He started back in the 80s.
Damn. All right, let me take a break. We'll check in with the Chargers coming up. Is Brandon Staley's seat hot or hot? back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Trevor Lawrence joins Ben Roethlisberger as the only players with four passing touchdowns, four interceptions in a playoff game. Ben did that 2020 wild card game against the Cleveland Browns. We make way for Daniel Popper. He covers the Chargers for The Athletic, senior writer for The Athletic. Let's, I guess, build up to what happened over the weekend there, Daniel. Brandon Staley's place here, rumors, Sean Payton, all of that. How much of that was on the front burner, do you think, going into this game?
Yeah, I don't know so much Sean Payton. I think heading into the game, what was really at the forefront was the Mike Williams situation, where Brandon Staley makes the decision to play his starters in that Week 18 game, a meaningless Week 18 game. He does it because he wants to maintain momentum, maintain a rhythm, which is something a lot of coaches have done. Mike Williams suffers a fractured back in that game, and they are missing one of their most important pieces. He says Mike's going to return to practice, doesn't return to practice. He says Mike is going to travel, he doesn't end up traveling, and they miss him in that game. And that was really at the forefront, and a lot of people questioning why he played his starters in that game. But I think the organization was aligned in that decision. So I don't think any of that noise was getting through. I don't think there was ever a consideration for Sean Payton, considering, you know, how much he's going to cost in terms of draft compensation, in terms of the contract itself. But losing Mike Williams, I think that was hovering over the organization more than anything else heading into this game.
What were you thinking at halftime?
I'll tell you what. I left to go grab a soda, and I walked past Eugene Fournette of the Florida Times Union, and I told him, this game is going to be close. That's what I said, because I felt it, and I've covered this team for four seasons. And you just know, after that fumble towards the end of the half, they punted away, the Jaguars score a touchdown, you can just feel it. And you just know with this organization, it's what I wrote about after the game, you just know that inevitably it's going to happen. And you felt the crowd just get back into it a little bit, just enough, right? To make you feel like, okay, they got a chance. And that place was loud and it was rocking and you felt just enough of an energy there at the end of the half where I felt like, hey, I knew it was going to be close. It was inevitable.
Why is it when we look at the Falcons melting down to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl 28-3, it's on Matt Ryan, not Kyle Shanahan. But what happened against the Chargers against Jacksonville is not on Justin Lawrence or Justin Herbert. It's going to be on Brandon Staley.
Well, I think that depends on how you frame it. You know, the way I look at it, everyone's at fault. Justin Herbert missed a throw to Keenan Allen in the first half. He was wide open in the end zone. If they score that touchdown, they go up 31-0 and the game's probably over. Instead, they kick a field goal and it's 27-0. He missed a screen pass throw. He had three passes batted at the line. He missed a touchdown pass to Keenan Allen that went off a player's helmet inside the 5-yard line. So I put it on everybody. They couldn't run the ball. Justin Herbert didn't play well enough in the second half. The defense completely melted down. Like when you blow a 27-0 lead, you can't just pin it on one person. I know in the media, we love to find one reason for why things go wrong, but that's just not the case, particularly in football. It's always a lot of different things. And in this case, it was everybody.
Brandon Staley have an exit interview this week as far as exit of the season. Is that coming up?
Yeah. They'll have discussions here, you know, yesterday, today. They'll have conversations, you know, over the next couple of days. As an organization to figure out what the best way to move forward is. Because like in reality, when you blow a lead like that, even though you made the playoffs for the first time since 2018, even though you're improving, you know, something has to change after you have a debacle like that.
But let's factor in ownership here.
Mm-hmm.
How different are they from other ownerships around the NFL in making a move like this or not making a move?
Yeah. You know, they tend to stick with coaches longer than most owners. You know, there are a lot of owners out there who will make snap decisions, who will have knee-jerk reactions, especially after something like this, who will fire Frank Reich and name Jeff Saturday head coach, a guy who's, you know, never been on a sideline as a head coach in his career. You know, there are owners out there who will do that. I don't think the Spanoses are those type of owners. They like to see things through. They like to give their coaches a full opportunity to, in Anthony Lynn's case, turn things around, in Brandon Staley's case, to keep things building. And I think, like, in this case, they are building to something. And I know this feels like a huge step back because you blow a 27-0 lead on national television. But talking to these players over the last couple of days, they feel like they are building something here. And they feel like if you move on from Brandon Staley, and especially defensively, you have to start over from step one. Like, that is a daunting task for these guys because they just felt like over this down the stretch of this season that they had started to really come into their own in this scheme, figure out their roles in this scheme and start to play defensively the way that they felt like they were capable of. And they don't want to have to do that reset and you know, cultivate those relationships over again.
Joey Bosa's role in all of this. Did you talk to him after the game?
Yeah, I talked to him after the game. He said he's going to have a lot to say at some point, but he doesn't want to get fined any more than he's already been fined. I said, okay, and I went and moved on to somebody else to talk to because you only get so much time in the locker room. Listen, that was the first time I have seen Joey Bosa really react in that manner in my 4 years covering him. And he has a very firm understanding of the rules and how the game should be officiated. And if he is reacting like that, I get a sense that there was something happening over the course of the game where he felt like he wasn't getting calls, whether it's holding, you know, whether it's illegal hands to the face, whatever he felt like should have been called, he didn't. And I felt like the first penalty led to the second penalty because the first penalty felt like he got held. He went and yelled at the referee. He said something to the referee that forced him to throw the flag. They got into a little bit of a spat. And then from that point on, you're not going to get a call. Like you're relying on the referee to make a holding call because it happens on every single play in the NFL. And but then you can't react like that. You know, 2-point conversion, smash your helmet into the ground. You couldn't wait to go another step because as soon as you get in the sideline, it's not a penalty, but you do it on the field, it's a penalty. And that moves the 2-point conversion from 2 yards to 1 yard. And that was a huge difference in the game. And he took responsibility for it yesterday.
Who's the head coach of the Chargers next year?
Brandon Staley. Yeah. I think he's, in my opinion, he's earned another season. I think the organization feels like he's earned another season. He's young. And he's inexperienced. And they knew that when they hired him. They knew that he had been coaching in Division III at that point 5 years ago, at this point 6 years ago. There's going to be a learning process for him in terms of how he wants to go about things. And he's going to make mistakes, like being way too optimistic in the public sphere when he's talking about Mike Williams all week. like, you know, altering his fourth down decision making from one season to the next season. But the things that are important, he is very good at. And I think the hardest part about being a head coach in the NFL is developing relationships with players, earning their trust, and cultivating a sustainable culture. And I feel like Brandon Staley has achieved those things. He has improved from his first season to his next season. And I feel like the organization thinks that he's building towards something despite this step back. And I really feel like Brandon Staley is going to be the head coach. Now, the rest of the coaching staff, we'll see. But I feel like Brandon Staley will be the head coach of the Chargers next season.
Daniel, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
That's Daniel Popper, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Chargers. Yeah, given ownership there, and if you look at this and say, all right, we're building something momentum-wise, then you keep Brandon Staley. You have to, you know, get that indication. If you are going to get rid of him, the only reason why you're going to get rid of him is because you can bring in Sean Payton. Frank Reich is another name to keep in mind with openings because, you know, unceremoniously fired by the Colts when they brought in Jeff Saturday. And then Jim Harbaugh is still auditioning, it feels like. He's out there. Sean in Oregon. Hey, Sean, welcome back. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, I like that last call, Dan, because, you know, the Chargers losing was the worst of the weekend. You know, he was on a hot seat going into that game. And then, you know, I mean, at 27-0, you know, everyone thought that maybe that Jacksonville would win, but they thought it'd be a close game. So 27-0, I switched over to the Blazers, and I saw the best of the weekend was the Blazers in that five-game losing skid and finally putting together a couple wins against the Mavericks. I mean, you probably switched over and watched a little bit of that game yourself, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, well, I love Dame. I think Dame is must-see TV, and I was just curious, you know. Something that has been pointed out here with Luka, that you're going to see more and more teams with a strategy of making sure that he doesn't beat them, that they're just going to be double teams all the time with him. And when he does struggle, you can see what happens to that team. And I think down the stretch, certainly when you get into the playoffs, that's going to happen. When you're facing the same team, you know, four, five, six, seven games, then you're going to have that philosophy. Now, being able to have the right people to do it, but that's what I'm curious about with the Mavs. Luka right now is playing at an all-time high. Take away Wilt Chamberlain, this is an all-time modern basketball high. It obviously won't last, but that'll be because defenses react. You know, James Harden had that moment, and it was a long moment. It was a few seasons where he was must-see TV for me. He was playing at a high level. And, you know, whether it was scoring or it was passing, he would give you, you know, 40 and he'd give you 16. Doesn't happen or doesn't happen that easily to too many players. But Luka is giving you points, rebounds, and assists. It's like Sabonis with the Kings. He had, let me see, here's his stat line for him. He had 19, 15, and 16 assists, two steals, two blocks on Friday against the Rockets. That doesn't happen. The only guy who's ever done that, 15, 15, 15, two steals, two blocks. Now, steals became, and blocks became official stats in 1973. The only other player to ever put up that stat line since 1973. There's no hint.
No hint?
No.
Fat Lever?
No, that's not bad. Larry, Joe Bird.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day,
stat of the day,
stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
I was watching the Lakers, Russell Westbrook Jr. the third, a triple-double. Nobody's talked about Russell Westbrook. It's like when, you know, he's playing well, nothing to criticize. The Nets, they were playing well. Nothing to criticize. You don't make any shows when that happens. Like, you guys want to talk about the Nets? No, they're winning. Hey, Russ is really playing well off the bench. Yeah, don't want to talk about that. Yeah, Marv.
Lakers and Nets, like, they're doing just fine. Why would we talk about them? They need to be a disaster.
Yeah.
They both lost yesterday.
Yeah. But that's not on Russ, you know? You can't blame Russ. Now, there are times when we could blame Russ. Yeah, Seton.
Is part of that because they're doing what we think they should be doing? Like, the Nets are good. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to be good. You guys should be winning all these games. But when they're not, it's like way more interesting.
Well, even if they were winning and there was controversy, then people would talk about them. But when you win, and Kyrie hasn't been a topic of conversation in a long, long time, nothing to talk about there. You know, with LeBron and LeBron, you know, closing in on Kareem's all-time scoring mark, LeBron wanting help, is the front office going to give him, you know, that's all, you know, come into play here. Now LeBron saying, hey, I want to play, if not with my son in the NBA, play against him. That was another topic of conversation. Yeah, Marv?
I'm going to go to Springfield right after this to go see Bronny James play. I'll ask him.
Oh, you're going to get an exclusive with Bronny?
You know what?
Are you going to raise your hand? LaMarvin Prince of the Dan Patrick Show, I got a question for you.
During the game, I'm going to say LaMarvin Prince, obviously, of the Dan Patrick Show.
Does the media get to talk to the players after the game or before the game?
No.
High school players?
Just ESPN.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, do you know where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar set the all-time scoring record? Marv?
Las Vegas.
Yes. Las Vegas. Bloop. Yeah, they were playing a game against Utah, right? Wasn't it a skyhook from the baseline against Mark Eaton? I think that's when we set the all-time scoring record. Yeah, Marv.
Why were they playing regular season games in Vegas?
I think they were doing one of those, let's test a market here.
That's like the Celtics. When I was growing up, they would play maybe
Hartford.
Hartford. They would play at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, they always did that in preseason. It felt like they played a game there in Hartford. Yeah, Paul.
Did Larry Bird score 61 in New Orleans?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure why the Hawks and Celtics were playing in New Orleans unless that's just a market visit. But yeah, Larry did that against Atlanta in New Orleans.
Huh.
Yes.
These random cities.
Yeah, I know. I know. The one with Kareem, people are like, oh, that's right. But I remember watching the highlights. I wasn't watching the game. I remember seeing the highlights. And it was, Kareem always didn't like that. You know, anybody else would be like, yeah, let's stop the game and bring in relatives here and, give me a 15-minute ceremony. Kareem's like, I hit the shot and okay. And I think his teammates were like really excited. I don't know if Kareem ever embraced all of the greatness. Yeah, Paulie.
Is LeBron maybe 10, 12 games away from Kareem, something like that? Is he 300 points?
It's supposed to be February.
Okay, so later this month?
Yeah.
Here's an awkward, should I say my awkward hypothetical
question? Let's take
question?
A break. Okay. Take a break. The awkward hypothetical coming up. And last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line. Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
Listen
to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Cowboys favored by 2.5, the over-under, 45.5. In case you're curious, Tom Brady over-under passing yards. Anybody want to take a guess? Tom Brady over-under passing yards tonight against the Cowboys. Marvin, I'll start with you.
260.
260. Seton O'Connor.
275.
275. Paulie.
258.
Todd.
281.
276.5. Seton O'Connor is a winner.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No ice bath for me.
Yeah. The early odds for next week's games, you got the Jags getting 8.5 against Kansas City, Giants getting 7 versus the Eagles, and the Bengals getting 4 against the Buffalo Bills. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. How about this day in sports history, Paulie?
Got a few, but first I have the awkward question, if you want it, for LeBron James.
Sure.
Let's see. LeBron James is currently 364 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time record. It, based off his average, it will take 16 games to do it. So let's say it's mid-February.
All right.
If the Lakers reach out, which I assume they will, to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and say, hey, Kareem, we're home the next two nights against New Orleans and Golden State. LeBron's 15 points away. Would you be in the crowd? Will Kareem say yes to do it or not?
I don't know the relationship there with Kareem to the organization.
LeBron himself.
Kareem and LeBron.
If you're Kareem, who's very set in his ways, be fair to say?
He's just kind of media shy. You know, he doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't like talking about his accomplishments. He doesn't take a trip down memory lane. He doesn't open up the scrapbook. He likes talking about what's relevant now in the world, not just, hey, can you tell us the time you scored 56, Kareem? Yes, he.
But I wonder if that's the very reason why he does end up going there, to talk about what's relevant now, and like sort of pass that on to LeBron. He's very respectful of the players and games. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I hope he goes. But I would hope he goes so people remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. A lot of times, some sports are really good at remembering the past. Other sports, not so much. You know, baseball, everybody talks about, oh, I remember back when. Or I know the stats from. Football, I think we forgot a lot of football players. Basketball, it feels like, you know, the commissioner or the last two commissioners have been very good at trying to remember. That's where you have the top 75 players of all time, just so you can go, oh, what was that player like? Oh, I didn't see Bob McAdoo play or Dominique Wilkins or whoever it might be. This gives you an opportunity to at least hear those names. And that's why I bring up the past a lot, because sometimes you forget how good somebody was. It's like the NBA started when Magic and Larry came into the league. And then Mike came in, the TV era. And people missed out on a lot of great players, wonderful players. Elgin Baylor, to me, he's the forgotten superstar in basketball. What he did, the athleticism, like basketball, you had not seen that before from somebody who was 6'4", 6'5". He was unbelievable. He had like a 5 or 6 year window where it was unbelievable. And, you know, had the knee injury, never won a championship when he was playing. You know, the Lakers won it that year. But it just felt like Elgin just missed on showcasing just how talented he was. Yeah, Paul.
I love looking at these older stats. When Elgin Baylor was 27 years old, he averaged 38-19.
Yeah.
And what do you say, 6'5"?
Yeah, and he played at a different height. Like, he was always – he played bigger than what he was. Yeah, Mark.
I do like what the Basketball Hall of Fame does. When somebody gets inducted, they always have somebody, a previous Hall of Famer, introduce them into the Hall of Fame. Like, look, a lot of people don't know about David Thompson, but Michael Jordan picked David Thompson. And so everyone's like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. David Thompson was one of the first guys I remember watching. He was at NC State, where he was 6'4", but his ability to go up was... Like, you look at Ja Morant, to me, David Thompson was like that. And knocked off UCLA with Bill Walton. And I remember him, there's a famous picture. It's David and Bill Walton going up for a ball. And Bill was 7 feet. David was 6'4". And he was an unbelievable scorer in the ABA. You know, he had a lot of personal demons, but he was unbelievably athletic. And this day in sports history, Paulie,
got anything? A couple. The St. Louis Cardinals moved to Phoenix in 1988. Malcolm Glazer bought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for $192 million. And here's real quick. In 1961, Mickey Mantle signed the biggest contract in baseball. He's the highest paid player for the 61 season. He made blank a year. Blank. Highest paid player in baseball. In 61, $75,000.
I was going to say 80.
I was going to say 150,000.
Yeah. Kurt Flood filed his lawsuit challenging Major League Baseball's reserve clause. That's another guy that baseball, the players and players association should always remember when they go to cash their checks. Dallas Cowboys won their first Super Bowl, 1972, beating Miami 24-3. And I mentioned James Harden, 2019, the first player since Wilt to score at least 55 points in back-to-back games. So that's your This Day in Sports History. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, right now, if you were Sean Payton, which job would be the most interesting to you? Easy for you to say. Right now, the Chargers are running away with it, 58% of the vote, followed by the Cowboys, Broncos, Cardinals, Colts, Panthers, Texans. Not very interesting.
Who's going with Tampa Bay tonight? Seton O'Connor is. I'm not betting against Tom Brady. Dallas is a better team, but better team doesn't always win. Everybody else has got Dallas Cowboys?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Pie to the face?
Mm. Pie to the face in a nice bath?
Shot to the groin?
Whilst hitting the ball?
Todd, what'd you learn today?
You love My Cousin Vinny, but Seton thought it was cheesy, not good. Joe Pesci, not good either.
Yeah, and Joe Pesci, too.
Not Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Hey, Joe,
look at my pinky finger here. I got a ring finger.
Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Ross Tucker's good at radio.
Yes, he is.
All right, Ross.
Mara.
Ross Tucker messed up his stat of the day.
Yeah, he screwed it up. Paulie?
Why no My Cousin Vinny, too?
Property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike over the winter. That's why now's the best time to secure your home with Simply Safe. Claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off your order. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.